Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying spiritual excellence, a study of practical discipleship. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 12, verse 13, down to verse 34. Excellence wins the greed battle. Greed, it's an inordinate desire to have more, to possess. Enough does not exist. What does greed look like? Well, there are kind of four appearances of what greed looks like. Greed is an excessive motivation to have more money. Greed is an excessive determination to have more things. Greed is an excessive desire to be more known. And greed is an excessive need to gain more control. Luke chapter 12, verse 13, down to verse 34, our text. Jesus' words are not hard to understand here, but will take you a lifetime to obey. It's four parts of a parable about a very greedy man. But is it? Or is it just more than just a simple parable? Well, let's take a look. First, let's consider the dialogue, verses 13 and 14 of Luke chapter 12. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" No question, no request, no pleas, no title. This guy was giving instructions to Jesus. The Lord had the wisdom to stay out of another's business. He didn't meet every person's request. He didn't get mixed up in every problem. Are we as wise as the Lord? He did something very wise. He shared a principle. So, let's second consider the principle, verse 15. And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Watch out. Be on guard. For what? Well, covetousness. Why? Look at the verse again. And he said to him, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Excellence in spiritual living means overcoming greed. Jesus then put the principle in a parable as a master teacher. So let's, third, consider that parable. Verses 16 down to verse 21. Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many good things laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be which you provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" What's wrong with the man's attitude? Well, he demonstrated three failures. He didn't really know himself. He was preoccupied with temporal stuff, ignoring eternal matters. He didn't really care about other people. There were six I and five my. No they, no them, no theirs. This is greed displayed. And he didn't make room for God. Whose will those things be which you've provided? This guy was not really a successful farmer. But Jesus didn't stop there. He continued and taught his disciples, using those events as object lessons. So let's consider the truths. In verses 22 down to verse 34. Then he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, nor about the body, what you'll put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you're not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, or nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches or moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Major truths regarding the Christian's battle with greed are the facts that those who lose the battle with greed are gripped by anxiety and temporal pursuits. Those who win the battle over greed are aware of God's part and trust Him. Overcoming greed requires some deliberate action. Personal values get sealed in our hearts. The greed in our lives will not be conquered without a fight. Why? Greed and brokenness cannot coexist. Luke chapter 22 and verse 42. "Father," this is Jesus in the garden, the day before the crucifixion, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Your will be done, not mine. That is true brokenness. You have a great day.